One of your measures, I believe, is on its way to the Missouri House.
It is. It's been a long week in Jeff City. We spent one night, like counting early in the morning until the next morning that we went home, or next afternoon, over 30 hours on the floor. It makes for long days up here. Finally got the bill out of there as utility bill, and it will help Missouri in a big way, I believe. But one of the things I did was able to accomplish, I had a bill come up earlier this week on the floor, been through the committee process and everything, and got it passed within a couple hours ago. So it was a good bill that's going to help family trust here in Missouri. And trust companies, a lot of our business is going to Tennessee, Oklahoma. We want to keep all these jobs and money in Missouri that we can. That was a pretty big thing, something that had been needed to have been done for a number of years and was able to get it done with a 31-0 vote. So I felt very confident about that, very good. One of the more interesting things this week was, though, I presented a bill in Seniors, Family, and Children Committee. And while waiting to present that bill, which my bill actually strengthened foster kids and do some things that's going to make that process work a lot better and protect the kids, as I listened to a senator from Southeast Missouri talk about his bill, some statistics just kind of floored me, and I wanted to share those a little bit. It's talking about the social cost of fatherless children, and stated 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 75% of all adolescent parents and chemical abuse drugs comes from fatherless homes. 71% of pregnant teens come from fatherless homes. 85% of all youth in prison come from fatherless homes. There's more like that, and you hear stuff like that up here at Jeff City, and you just blows your mind thinking about that statistic.
You mentioned also the utility bill, Senate Bill 564, which again, I believe is a House counterpart on as well. It's out there, but this version is on its way to the House.
Yep, it's on its way to the House. I don't really know. I'll be curious because we've spent so much time, and I've heard the bill for the last 3 or 4 years. I sat on the Energy Committee, heard the bill for the last several years, and so this year we're finally able to perfect it. It was filibustered just a long, long time that I did not agree with their premises for filibustering it. Up here, you have to work with people. Sometimes you compromise. You don't compromise your moral values, you don't compromise your ethics or anything like that. But sometimes you have to just understand other people see things different ways. And the handler of the bill did a lot of compromising on this one to get it through.
For the Appropriations Committee, those hearings have been ongoing as well.
Well, status is those meetings last a long time. We usually start every morning, 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, and then have to get up and leave to present your bills in committee and go into session. Committee cannot go on while we're in session. So as soon as we're out of session, you're back down into those. We're taking testimonies from state agencies right now and about to conclude that, but figuring out some ways we can try and cut some stuff and come out. The budget isn't near as strong this year as what was anticipated. So we're trying to find some ways, and I'm impressed with the number of department heads are coming in and say, hey, we can cut this, we can cut that. But on the bad side is the higher ed say we've cut all we can cut. We cannot cut anymore. They're back to 10-year ago levels or less. And we put a freeze on their tuition cap, so it's got them in a real bind. And so we're going to have to find some money for higher ed. They've really done a good job. I'm impressed with MSU, the way they've cut expenses and the ways they've made degrees not easier to get, but more practical to get. Graduating hours have dropped from 125 to 120, but they still require the courses to get the degree in that subject. So that's a good thing.